For those of you that are seeking reconciliation with your partner after you've been cheated on, one of the most important aspects of that is truly learning how to forgive them. And even if you are leaving the partner, there's no longer going to be a relationship, it's also important for most people to learn how to forgive. And I just saw this beautiful poem that somebody wrote on Reddit, or they posted it on Reddit. And so I just wanted to share that with you all and just kind of go over it a little bit, because I think that it could be helpful for some of you. So I'll just cover the screen basically with it. So they're saying that they just were going back through some of their old journals, I assume, and saw this poem that they wrote. And they say, "I forgive you, not because you deserve forgiveness, but because I deserve peace. I forgive you not because you can earn it, but because I choose love over hate. I forgive you not because I no longer hurt, but because I would hurt more without you. I forgive you because what you did was unforgivable, and I want to prove that my strength is larger than your weakness. I forgive you because you are not defined by your worst choices, but by your determination. For it is easy to never fail, but immensely hard to face your wrecked life and be adamant to rebuild it. Even in darkness, there is beauty, and you were always beautiful." There are a couple of things that I love about this poem. Obviously, most of it speaks for itself. But first is there's just the structure of it is helpful. If you are struggling to come up with reasons to forgive, literally just begin the sentences and notice what comes up for you. I forgive you, not because. I forgive you because. And just notice as you start writing, some ideas and feelings will start floating to the surface. And literally one of the most helpful things you can do to start believing something more is to do this type of exercise where you are blending the art and the logic of it and you're exploring reasons. Just saying, "I forgive you, I forgive you, I forgive you," is likely not going to do very much. But if you start thinking through what type of philosophical, ethical reasons do I have to extend forgiveness in this situation, that will actually help to make it more real. And so the first thing that they appeal to is that they need peace. This isn't something that you're doing because the other person deserves it, but because you deserve peace. And for a lot of people, I feel like they don't actually think they deserve peace. They feel at fault to some extent, but recognizing that you deserve peace, that is more than enough reason to forgive. Another thing that they pull in is the idea of choosing love over hate. And pragmatically, I love just the pragmatic logic of the third sentence there. I forgive you not because I no longer hurt, but because I would hurt more without you. If that is where you're at in choosing to reconcile, that is more than enough. A lot of people feel like they need permission to have more or better reasons than that. But if that's where you're truly at and you don't think that they will do this again, that's enough. I forgive you because what you did was unforgivable, and I want to prove my strength is larger than your weakness. I often talk about how if you're going to get through this, you need a healthy sense of pride. That is what I'm talking about. I forgive you because you're not defined by your worst choices, but by your determination. This is huge. This person has recognized that their partner's worst choices are real, but the current reality of who they are now, who they're choosing to be going forward, is what matters more, especially in the context of seeking reconciliation. And then talking about, of course, that the harder thing is being adamant to rebuild it. And that is something you need to see, by the way. And if you're seeking reconciliation, if the person is half-heartedly trying to rebuild it, you should probably run. Even in darkness, there is beauty, and you were always beautiful. And to me, that just really speaks to the love that this person has to their cheating partner. You were always beautiful. There can be almost a frustration or hatred in saying that or admitting it, I'm sure. But if that is where your heart is at, that is where your heart is at, and you can appeal to that to yourself to choose to forgive.